Hi, thank you for calling the Roundup Helpline. This is Carolina on a recorded line. May I have the name of the person you're transferring?
Hi, it's Christine Burkhart.
Perfect. Christine Burkhart. And Christine, can you hear me?
Yes. It's a little low, but I can hear you.
Perfect, perfect. Okay, Christine, again.
That's better.
Great. This is Carolina on a recorded line. Again, would you like to see if you met the criteria to participate in the Roundup lawsuit?
Okay.
Perfect. And did you already have an attorney helping you with this?
No.
Okay. So you haven't signed any paperwork with another legal agency regarding this matter?
No, just okay. the one that the former person sent me.
Okay. Yeah, perfect. And again, that was like a consent agreement form. Okay.
Okay.
Was it yourself?
Yeah, Christine? That's the only thing I signed.
Perfect. Now, was it yourself, Christine, or a loved one that was diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
It was myself.
Okay. Yourself. And again, I'm so sorry to hear that. Do you remember by chance the subtype of the non-Hodgkin's?
It was diffuse large B-cell lymphoma.
Okay. Diffuse large B-cell lymphoma. Okay. And when was it that you were diagnosed with that?
In March of 2014.
In March of 2014. And do you remember the hospital where that diagnosis took place?
At the John Muir Cancer Center in Concord.
Okay, just one second. Okay, so that was the John Muir Health Cancer Center, and this was in Concord, California?
Correct.
Okay. Okay. And have you had more than one non-Hodgkin's lymphoma diagnosis, or was it just this one?
It was that one, just that one.
Okay. Okay. Again, you said you were diagnosed back in March of 2014. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And do you know where you sprayed the Roundup? Was this at home or was this at work?
It was at home.
Okay.
For residential.
Yeah, no worries. And do you know if anyone else in the house might have also sprayed it, or was it just yourself?
It was pretty much myself.
Oh, I see. Okay.
It was my little, my garden, my little hobby.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no worries. Okay. Do you remember the house address of where you did spray that?
I'm sorry, do I remember what?
The house address where you sprayed the Roundup.
610 16th Street.
You said 610 16th Street?
Yes, in Oakland.
Okay. 610 16th Street, Oakland, California, 94612. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. And was there an apartment number or was this a house?
410.
Okay. Apartment 410. Great. Okay. And how old were you when you were diagnosed back in 2014?
52.
Okay. And do you have a birth certificate?
Yes. Okay. I mean, I was born in Oakland. I don't have a copy, hard copy of it in my property, but.
Mm-hmm. No worries. Okay, and then I know.
But yeah, I have a birth certificate.
Okay, sounds good. and then I know you said you sprayed the Roundup over there in Oakland. How many years were you spraying that?
For about 14.
14 years?
Yeah, up until the time pretty much when I was diagnosed and my doctor suggested that I stop using it.
Yeah, of course. So that means you started spraying around 2000, the year 2000?
Yes.
Okay. I know it is a little redundant, but I am required to ask. Have you sprayed Roundup for at least 10 days or more? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Okay, and this phone that we're speaking on, is this a smartphone or is this a landline?
This is a cell phone.
Perfect. Are you a citizen and resident of the United States?
Yes. Perfect. I voted today.
Oh, that's good to hear. Okay, and then have you been diagnosed with HIV, AIDS, autoimmune disease, hepatitis B or C, Epstein-Barr, lupus, arthritis, diabetes, organ transplant, or any other cancer requiring chemotherapy besides the non-Hodgkin's?
No.
Okay. And do you have any history of cancer in your family?
My dad had a brain tumor.
Okay.
He died in 1986. But it was cancerous.
And was your father the only one that had a cancer that you know of?
I have a half sister that had breast cancer.
Okay. And you said she was your half sister?
Yeah.
Okay.
And she has a different dad.
Okay. Okay. Now I know
she's cancer free too, fortunately.
That's really good to hear. Yeah.
Yeah.
And remind me, the one that you were diagnosed with, that was the diffuse large B-cell lymphoma, is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Now, I took down your name here as Christine, C-H-R-I-S-T-I-N-E, is that right?
Correct.
Okay, and then Burkhart, I have spelled B-U-R-K-H-A-R-T.
Correct.
Okay, perfect. And Christine, did you have a middle name?
Lynn, L-Y-N-N.
L-Y-N-N, perfect. And did you have a suffix to your name?
No.
Okay, perfect. Okay. Can you confirm your gender for me as well, Christine?
Female.
Female. And your marital status?
Divorce.
What was your date of birth?
8/10/1962.
Okay, so that was 8/10/1962. And your social?
570-558739.
Mm-hmm. Okay, again, that was 570-558739.
Correct.
Perfect. And how did you learn the connection between Roundup and your non-Hodgkin's? Was this on the news, a commercial?
Yeah, TV.
Yeah. No worries, a TV commercial. And when did you find out? Was that recently?
Yes. No, it was prior to... Let me see. It was after I was in remission. So within probably the last, I don't know exactly when I saw the ad.
Was that this year, maybe last year, or was it, you know, further back?
No, I think it was this year.
Okay, this year. I'm just going to put beginning of this year just as an estimate, okay? Is that okay with you?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, no worries. And what was your height, Christine?
5'8".
Okay. 5'8". And do you know your weight?
234.
Okay, around 234. Okay, now I don't see an email on here. Is there one that we can keep on file?
It's Christine Lynn Burkhart, exactly like my name, at gmail.com.
Okay.
All lowercase.
Perfect. So all lowercase, Christine Lynn Burkhart. And again, that was how your name is spelled, right?
Mm-hmm. At gmail.com. And it's two N's, L-Y-N-N.
Yes. Okay, so Christine, C-H-R-I-S-T-A-N-E, Lynn, Y, I'm sorry, L-Y-N-N, B-U-R-K-H-A-R-T at gmail.com.
Correct.
Okay, perfect. And the phone number I have for you here is 510-470-2321. Is that right?
Correct.
Okay. Perfect. Now, how many times a month would you say that you use the Roundup? Was it like a couple times a month, maybe a couple times a week?
Yeah, 2-3 times probably.
A month?
Yes.
Okay. About 3 times a month. And again, did you spray Roundup for at least 1 full year before your diagnosis? Just yes or no?
Yeah.
Yeah, no worries.
Several years before my diagnosis.
Yeah. I know you said you started spraying maybe around the year 2000. Do you know what time of the year it might have been? Maybe beginning of spring?
Yeah, probably. Spring or summer.
Okay. We'll put around June. Again, these are just estimates. And then when did you stop spraying the Roundup? Was this in 2014, the year you were diagnosed?
Yes.
Yeah. 2014. Was it a couple months before or in March that you last sprayed it?
In March.
And you stopped spraying it primarily because you started feeling symptoms, Christine?
Because my doctor suggested after I had tests, they suggested I stop using it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And do you remember how it was that you applied it? Was it with the hand sprayer that it comes with, or was it more like a backpack?
Yes. Yeah, like the little pump, and you can go around and...
Yeah. And do you know what kind it was? I know they have the one that's ready to use, or there's a concentrated that you have to dilute.
Both.
Okay.
It depended on, like, what they had available.
Yeah. Yeah. And the one that,
I usually got it in like the big, like 3 gallon, you know, kind of jug. So.
Yeah. And when you sprayed it, do you use any protective gear?
I usually had gloves on.
Okay. That's good to hear.
Like gardening gloves.
Some gardening gloves.
But.
And then.
No, nothing, you know, for breathing or.
Yeah, and I understand. So I'll make note of those gardening gloves. And when you did spray it, was that around just the garden, or was it more also in the maybe front yard or any cracks in the sidewalk?
Yeah, sometimes we'd have some little, you know, like wild grass kind of coming up in between the, like, bricks and stuff like that. So... mostly, like I said, for the weed killing and stuff like that.
Yeah. Yeah. And was this only spray?
Some of it was in the sidewalk. It wasn't just on dirt.
Okay. On sidewalks as well. And was this only in the state of California that you sprayed it?
Yes.
Okay. And the first time you were ever exposed to it, I'm assuming this was at home too?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Now it does ask how many exposures you've had in your lifetime. I can do the math on my end, okay? So you said about 3 times a month on average, and then this is over a span of 14 years.
So times 12.
So, yeah, it looks like... times 12 and then times those 14 years, it looks like 168. I'm gonna average that out to about 170. Does that sound accurate to you?
30. It'd be like maybe 30 times a year if it was like two or three times a month. So 30 times a year times
those 14 years.
10 years is 300 times 4 is 120, maybe at least 400.
Okay.
Over the course of the 14 years.
Yeah. Of course. And did you ever live near a water well or have any water well that you think might have been exposed?
No, not that I'm aware of.
Okay. And have you been exposed to any other herbicides, benzene or Agent Orange?
No.
Okay. That's good to hear. Okay. And where did you buy the Roundup? Was it a Home Depot, Walmart?
Home Depot.
Home Depot. Was this a local one?
In Emeryville.
Okay.
California.
No worries. No, it was a while ago, but do you still have any proof of purchase, any receipts on hand?
No.
Okay. No worries. How about any Roundup in your possession?
No.
Okay. That's good to hear. Perfect.
No. No, yes.
Yeah, no, you'd be surprised. A lot of people still spray even after diagnosis. It's really sad. Yeah. And Christine, have you ever
seen a good job of killing weeds and just didn't stop there?
I know. And have you ever smoked at all, Christine?
Yes.
Okay.
But not for quite 10 years.
Okay. How many years would you say that you did?
Not since I got diagnosed. It was, everything, not really understanding what triggers what, even though it wasn't like in my lungs, that was enough.
Yeah.
The big C.
Of course. And how many years did you smoke before you quit?
Off and on, probably for 20 years, maybe.
Okay. No worries.
I started maybe when I was in my 30s.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Again, no worries. Are you currently employed, Christine?
No.
Okay. And have you ever lost time away from work because of the diagnosis at all or any treatment?
Yes.
Yeah. When was that? Was that back in 2014?
Yes.
Yeah. And how much time did you spend away from work?
Probably close to 6 months.
And this was because you got treatment?
Yes.
Okay. Have you ever been in the military at all, Christine?
No.
No. How about involved in any other lawsuits, filed a disability claim, or a workers' compensation claim?
Pregnancy.
Okay.
Disability.
Yeah. No worries. Just 1 second. Okay, and have you ever filed for bankruptcy or been convicted of a crime other than minor traffic offenses?
No.
Okay. Do you remember the doctor who diagnosed you?
Leslie Martin.
Okay, Dr. Leslie.
He's my hematologist.
Okay. And this was in, I see a Leslie Martin in San Diego.
John Muir.
Okay.
No, she's at John Muir. Or she was at John Muir. I don't know if she's in San Diego now.
Let's see here. Yeah, it looks like it is the same one. She was in John Muir as well. Dr. Oh. Leslie Martin.
Okay.
Perfect. Just one second. Okay, and again, you were diagnosed in the John Muir Health Cancer Center?
Yes.
Is that right? Okay. And was this the same place where you got treatment as well? Was all of this in the John Muir?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
How else has the diagnosis of lymphoma impacted your life? Do you have any current side effects, anything long-lasting?
No, I'm in remission or cancer-free, which I stopped going for the remission tests that I was doing once I was cancer-free, mm-hmm. which was in December of 2016.
I see. And I'm really glad to hear that. So you don't have anything like shortness of breath, anything that you still kind of have every now and then?
Not without cause.
Yeah.
Other than, you know, walking.
Yeah. Of course. And I know you got diagnosed in March of 2014. Did you start the treatment right away?
Yes.
Okay. So it was still in March then?
That I started treatment? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. And what type of treatment was that? Was that chemotherapy or immunotherapy?
Both.
Okay. How about any radiation, surgery, or stem cell transplants, any of those?
No.
Okay, that's good to hear. Okay, and do you have medical records?
I don't have a copy with me, but I can request them.
Okay, sounds good. Okay, and the address from earlier, the 610 16th Street in Oakland, is this still your primary address?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Again, this is apartment 410, right?
Yes.
Okay. So it's 610 16th Street, apartment 410 in Oakland, California, 94612.
Correct.
Okay, great. Perfect. Now, we do request an emergency contact just in case we can't reach you for an extended period to prevent disruptions in your case. Christina, does anyone come to mind?
Yes.
Okay. And does this person live with you?
Let me see. No.
Okay.
Let me pull up a number for you.
Yeah, no worries. What was their name?
Jessica Silver.
Okay. Perfect.
Okay, let's see, her number is 510-692-2179.
Can you repeat the last four numbers? I got 510-692-2179. Perfect, 2179. And what was the relationship to Jessica?
She's a friend and...
Okay. Sounds good. No worries. Okay, so what I am going to do right now, Christina, I do just want to verify your information. I don't want to have any errors and, you know, redo the process here. I believe you mentioned you got the diagnosis in March of 2014. Is that right?
Correct.
Okay. Again, I have your name here, C-H-R-I-S-T-I-N-E, middle name Lynn, L-Y-N-N, last name Burkhart, B-U-R-K-H-A-R-T. Is that right?
Correct.
Perfect. I have a date of birth here as August 10th, 1962, social 57055-8739. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay, perfect.
Yes.
Okay, looks like I do have the information correct on here. What I am going to do is I'm just going to prepare DocuSign for you. Are you familiar with DocuSign?
Yes.
Oh, great. This DocuSign is just to get the attorney their consent and permissions they need to go ahead and pull your medical records, Christine. Okay, do you want this sent to your email or to your text messages or both?
Email.
Email, sounds good. Okay, now I'm just making sure that it's not overlapping or anything like this. Okay, it all looks correct. I just sent that. Can you pull up your email and let me know when that comes through?
Okay. Okay. From Carolina Hernandez.
Yes, that's right.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. Perfect. I just received that on my end, Christina. Now, what I am going to do is I'm just going to send you a quick text message. It's going to have my contact information as well as the law firm's contact information. Now, I wouldn't reach out within the next 48 hours. It does take them a while to process the paperwork and to get you in their system. But after those 48 hours, you can reach out for any case-related inquiries. Or if you have any questions or concerns, you can always reach me, and I'll be more than happy to get back to you. Before I do let you go, Christine, do you have any questions?
I don't think so.
Okay, great. Well, if you do, you can always send me a quick text message. But thank you so much for your time, Christine. I hope you have a great day, okay?
Okay, so now do I need to request my medical records and send them to you?
Yeah, it would help if you request them. The law firm, they're going to ask for that, and then it's just easier to have them on hand.
Okay.
They're going to reach out to you within the next 48 hours to just verify some information with you, Christine, once they do get that paperwork, of course.
Okay.
And then they'll be in communication with
you. Okay.
Yeah, but thank you again for your time.
That sounds good.
Okay, Christine.
Thank you. You too. Go vote if you haven't voted yet.
Already did. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Thanks.